to get Raton going again. The other reason I came by was when I first got elected, I missed a couple of meetings and I wasn't available. And I went to pick up my wife when she was coming home from Afghanistan. And all of a sudden, I was Mr. Not Available for Comment. Oh. So I'm back.
Okay.
Anyway, other than that, I just wanted to thank the citizens for working with your commissioners. And I say your commissioners because that's what we are. We were elected by you, and most people want to change, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change things. I have a little litany of stuff that we've got going, and we've got more going. This is just a few notes that I took. For one, the Racino, it looked pretty dim for a while. We still got meetings going on, and things look good. Things look good.
One way or another, it's going to get done. I mean, right. That's my personal opinion.
Right. Like anything else, the courts have something to do with it, mm-hmm. and whatever the courts decide, that's what's going to happen. The airport, we're extending the airport, making it larger. Hopefully, we'll get larger aircraft in and more business opportunities. We received money finally from the Game and Fish for our dumpsters. That's about $300,000 that was totally funded by the Game and Fish. We've also done an RFP for either a possible private haul, or we will buy our own vehicles so we can haul this this trash. Our landfill is about 4 weeks away from closing. We're getting darn close. And we've initiated motion to open another landfill, primarily for construction waste and trees.
Okay.
We've also got a project where we're starting to tear down old buildings. That's a long time coming. There's so much to be done out there.
So we'll need some place to put the construction.
Exactly.
Debris.
We're at a catch-22 there. Yeah. We don't have a place to put the stuff. Recycling is going well. We're intending to put recycling containers at each of the dumpsters, and we're going to continue to expand our recycling effort. Cedar Street is about to get kicked off, and total rebuild of Cedar Street, and that's a primary street on the east side. It's about $250,000 project. And first part of August, I think that's when it's
really
going to
kick total
off.
Rebuild, huh? Okay,
right.
Yeah.
And this is stuff that Mayor Starkovich, I think, came through and already restated. I'm just restating some of the stuff we are doing. Economic development. We had a man from the New Mexico Partnership come through and do a visual survey. I think they call it a smokestack, where you go around and look at is basically. And it advises us that we have to address our utility rate structure, for one thing. We have to have a marketing package, and we've got to clean up the town. Then maybe we can ask them for some money.
Mm.
Our basic strategy, and I say our, the commission, is to bring in Grow Raton, Main Street, Chamber of Commerce, and the citizens, local citizens,
excuse me,
and all our city assets to bear so we can get this city up and moving. What we've been doing the last 15 years has not worked, and we need to get something rolling. My personal goals, I'd like to be able to leave the time served in Raton with the commission, knowing that Raton is a better place, has an economic future. As far as my financial goals, I don't have any. I'm retired. I want to put in my time and die here.
And you're not getting rich on your pay from the Raton City Commission.
Oh, God. A penny an hour is really good pay. Anyway, again, my intent and our intent is just to make Raton a better place to live. We're also going to hire a community developer who will be financed pretty much halftime with the Grow Raton and halftime with the City of Raton. Our multimodal center, Fred Sparks, is making a lot of motion to try to acquire the train depot.
Right.
And hopefully that, I don't think that's going to cost us a lot of money. The other thing we've done is we had a visioning workshop. And again, this is stuff that's been announced before with a lot of the leaders of Raton, so we could establish a direction and find out what desires the city of Raton, the people want. And hopefully we'll come up with a idea of what Raton will be like 5 years from now and stress for that goal. I also noticed that the all district champs, the 9 and 10 year olds, were here today.
Mm-hmm.
Please support them. There, that was great. I really, really, really admire those young ladies. And that's about it, Bill. Again, I just wanted to come in and say hello and thank all the citizens for the support. And again, we'll try to roll out what we've been doing, what we're going to do during this town hall meeting. And I would like everybody to show
within the next couple of weeks?
Yes, I'll try and get you a date here soon.
All right. Yeah, communication is important, yes. And that's why we appreciate you coming down.
Right, and please, please fill up that Schuller Theater. It's so disheartening when we have a big, big advertisement and 40 people show up. That's not the way it's supposed to be. This is a democratic form of government, and the people should participate.
Well, there's a lot of things on the plate and a lot of things in the future, and City Commission is being proactive about things. And so there'll be some changes or proposed changes or whatever. And if you want to know what's going on, you need to make yourself informed. Of course, listen to the radio. We want people to do that, but you have to ask those questions, and you have to, if you do have questions, call your city commissioner.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you, Chris Candelario. 9:20 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West. Other things happening in our area include Explore the Arts in Cimarron. Galleries and studios are open in a special event. This Saturday, July 21st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., a studio and gallery tour of all the galleries there in beautiful Cimarron, New Mexico. Oh, speaking of Cimarron, the Express St. James Hotel and Restaurant. Now, we played their regular commercial, but I forgot to tell you about something else that is going on there, and that's carriage rides Saturday evenings in July and August. You can take a leisurely ride back in time, view Cimarron as if you were back in the 1880s, and adults are $10, children are $5. Give them a call for more information, and it's toll-free, 888-376-2664. And that's the Express St. James, the hotel and restaurant there in Cimarron. And also the Express UU Bar Ranch, just down the road there. They do horseback rides daily by Roadrunner Tours Limited. So call 377-6416, horseback rides by the hour. Let's see, 1.5 hour or 2 hours. You can call and make your reservations and find out more. The Rural Bookmobile, Northeastern New Mexico, is going to be on the road today. Thursday, July 19th, Mascaro, 10 o'clock, Mascaro School, 10:30, Solano Post Office, 12:15, Roy, the school at 1, and then across from the post office at Roy at 1:30, and then in Gladstone at 3:15 for the Rural Bookmobile, and that is today.
Music on Main Street continues with a concert on July the 25th at 4 p.m. Ripley Park. It's free, and the band playing will be Level 5. On August the 12th, Colfax Reunion plays. August the 26th, it's Jim Richmond. And then the final event will be on September the 15th. There will also be a street dance, and Whiskey Creek will be the band. It's free. It's at Ripley Park in Raton.
The Folsom Museum will have their Folsom Man Site Tour, their second expedition, on August 11th. Reservations are needed, and you can go to their website at www.folsommuseum.org or give them a call for more information, 575-278-2122. And don't forget their fifth annual Capulin Volcano Run Around the Rim on September 30th. It is their half marathon 10K 5K fun run walk.
Above and Below Water, Coal Towns at Trinidad Lake on July the 26th and 27th. That's a Thursday and Friday. You can have a pontoon boat tour around Trinidad Lake State Park. And there will be stories about the people who lived in the seven towns that are now covered by the lake when the dam was built. It'll be led by historian Loretta Archuleta. She grew up in the town of Sopris. You can register and pay by July the 20th. Go by the website TrinidadHistoryMuseum.com or call 719-846-7217.
And tonight begins another weekend of live theater at the Schuller Theater on July 19th. Servant of Two Masters is tonight and also tomorrow night, guaranteed to make you laugh or at least entertain you. I don't know, if you don't laugh, then something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with you. Take your medicine.
And this is good medicine, boy. It's
exactly.
It's great for the soul. And Servant of Two Masters today and tomorrow. Now, you may not laugh for the next show, Web of Murder. It's a murder mystery. Well, what was my first clue, huh? I'm with it. And that's going to be Saturday night, opening night, Web of Murder. The 21st, 7:30 p.m. And then the Sunday matinee for Web of Murder is the 22nd, this Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the Schuller box office or by calling 445-4746 for more information.
Eagle Nest will be having their 30th annual High Country Arts and Crafts Festival with a long list of juried vendors, live music, and they have been watering their beer and wine garden to grow greatly for July 28th and 29th. For more information, go to eaglenestchamber.org.
Friday garden tours happen every Friday morning, and tomorrow is a Friday. They are garden tours of the Baca Bloom Heritage Gardens in Trinidad. The tour is led by Scott Levine, and you can purchase your tickets at the museum shop at 312 East Main Street. And they start at 10 a.m. Did I say that?
You did now. New Mexico Highlands University of Raton GED examinations are every month, and in August, they're the 6th and 7th. Last day to register is going to be a Friday, August 3rd. Call 445-0445. They do GED examinations at New Mexico Highlands University in Raton.
Coming up this Saturday, the third annual Viva New Mexico Festival featuring Tobias René, Darren Lee Cordova, Darren Cordova Jr., Matthew Martinez, and many others. And this festival will happen downtown Clayton on the street in front of the Eklund. And tickets are available on the Clayton Chamber website, www.claytonnm.org.
Yorg. That could be a new one. Local farmers and local artisans have the opportunity to sell their wares, and you have the opportunity to see what they have to offer at the First Street Market down on historic First Street in Raton every Saturday from 1 p.m. until people sell out of things. So get there early. It's homegrown, it's homemade, and you can support New Mexico farmers and shop at this local farmers market.
Rolling for Freedom and Poker Run, Saturday, July 28th, 10 a.m., Acorn Travel Plaza, to help the Colorado State Veterans Nursing Home of Walsenburg. And it will be at Truck Stop Exit 52 there in Walsenburg, $5 per rider, $3 per passenger, and all bikes or all other vehicles are also welcome, even if you don't ride, come in your car. So, and what goes bump in the night? Flow. Goes bump in the night. She can... Come on in, Flo. Come on in. She can be scary.
Scary?
We can be all scary. Yes, indeed.
We
yes, indeed.
Meanest woman in 3 counties.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How
I
are
am
you?
The meanest woman in 3 counties.
Well,
my kids always told me that.
Is that right? Well, you know, your kids should feel that way. Other people don't. Other people don't.
Anyway.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm down here on business. I'm buying time on KRTN. Where else would you advertise? Where else would you advertise other than KRTN?
We love this lady. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. If Jim had not been cremated and his ashes scattered on the mountain, he would be whirling in his grave right now, causing a big dust bowl over in the cemetery. You have no idea what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Raton Waterworks, Jim Roper's baby, other than KRTN, Raton Waterworks. Jim gets credit for a lot of things that he shared. He shared this honor with a lot of people. Dick Romero, Donnie Romero,
Mike Pappas,
Richard Sagata, Jamil Savoya, and many others put together what is now Raton Waterworks. Jim was the one that stuck with it for 30-odd years, and therefore his name was forefront in the list of all of these many, many people.
Can't leave out Bud Record.
Oh, Bud Record. Oh, Bud will be whirling with Jim. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bob Gourlay. Now, this goes back a long time.
Well, there are many, if you pardon the pun, unintended, there are many watershed times in Raton history. One would be, the Schuller Theater. I mean, that's and that particular era.
Yeah.
Also, the racetrack, La Mesa Park.
Oh, yes.
The water project, bringing the water from the Cimarron area, that's another important aspect that people had vision and looking ahead down the road.
Jim always said, we have taken care of water for Raton for the next 50 years. Now, whoever comes behind us will have to take it from there. So, anyway, I am hurt and disappointed that our commission, and I give them credit for a lot of things, but do they honestly think that they have time to take care of two utilities that have a board? I look on this as a unfriendly takeover. I see no reason that they can't solve their problems. The city should have absolutely no problems with the waterworks. Waterworks has supported the city, giving them money, giving them vehicles, the whole bit. And I certainly don't think that our commissioners have time to do justice to the commission work that they have run to take care of and take care of these utilities. So let's quit spending Raton money on lawsuits. Why give the attorneys money when they could sit down and solve these problems? Thank you.
Agreed. A lot of issues, a lot of things to be discussed, a lot of fingers here in things that are very important to all of us. So Commissioner Candelario was in here earlier saying there's going to be a community meeting, a town hall meeting here in a couple of weeks. So we all need to get out there and ask those questions. Let them know that we are concerned and this is important.
There's very little money. There is very little money. And how does the commission think that they can afford attorney fees to sue RPS? And then to protect itself, RPS has to reply and file suit and pay attorneys also. Now, where does all of this money that go to the attorney fees? Right out of our pocket. If they have any common sense, the whole bunch, everybody, if the whole town of Raton will come out, put their anger in their back pocket, and sit down and talk reasonably, I'm sure that we can come to an agreement. And I personally would hate to put the burden of two utilities on the back of commissioners, because that's it's time consuming.
It's a business. Yeah.
It's a business. Okay. Thank you, Billy. I didn't intend to talk. I came down to buy time.
Oh, okay.
I'm here on business.
All right. Good deal.
You guys, everybody, Raton, have a great day. And when they have this meeting, show up. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Wouldn't get angry. I would never get angry at Billy. You can disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah.
So thank you all.
Very good. Thank you, Flo. Flo Roper. And what goes bump in the night I was talking about is that new program developed for the fifth grade students and up. And it is 6 weeks of topics and projects. And it is at the Arthur Johnson Memorial Library, 5 p.m. on Thursdays, fifth grade students and up. Also, Insect Rally. Join us at the Maxwell National Wildlife Refuge for the first Insect Rally, August 18th, Saturday, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., and that is free to the public.
Raton Museum is having their Kids' Day at the museum on Thursday, July the 26th, from 10 a.m. until 11:45 in the morning for kids who are 7 to 12 years old. It's free. You can come to the museum and see the exhibit, Good Morning America, and participate in an art activity that's led by Jenna Love. The museum phone number is 445-8979, and that leads right into Good Morning New Mexico, the traveling art exhibit that is currently showing at Raton Museum. It's an exhibit of 33 morning scenes, one for each of our 33 counties, and it is celebrating our centennial. This exhibit is traveling throughout New Mexico and is here in Raton at the museum until July the 30th.
And speaking of art, see the inspiration for Van Gogh's Starry, Starry Night at the Solano Starlight Ballroom. Yes, your own canvas you can see July 28th. Will Bannister and the Mulberry Band. You say he's very good, huh?
He's very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will Bannister, just back from performing in Wembley Arena in London. They performed with Reba, McEntire, Ricky Skaggs, Lone Star, Little Big Town, and many others, so... Will Bannister and the Mulberry Band in the Solano Starlight Ballroom, July the 28th. Chuck Wagon style dinner, dance contest, Western costume contest, old fashioned fun there in Solano, New Mexico.
Very cool. Oh, what okay. else do we have?
We're going to have Julie Vlier. She's with Tetra Tech, helping to monitor the Purgatory watershed. And that is going to be our Superstars of Business. We'll get to that here in just a moment or two. After we finish our information, speaking of water, Sugary Canyon State Park, it's going to be Friday, July 20th, a night out with Bob, Lake Alice Campground. Come laugh and laugh with former Park Superintendent Bob Dye. And that will be 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Then 7 p.m. Saturday night, riding the range at the Lake Alice Campground with a National Park Service ranger from Capulin. They'll be telling stories about local cowboys and outlaws. Then the Coal Camp Walking Tour, they'll tell you the story of the Sugary Canyon Coal Camp. And they start at the Visitor Center every Sunday in July, 9 a.m. It's a long tour, about 2.5 hours, so be prepared. Also this Saturday, Super Saves Annual Car Show and Benefit Auction, Saturday, July 21st, begins at 10 a.m. They have music and food, and they'll have fun and all sorts of classic cars and motorcycles and bikes and golden oldies and new cars and low riders. And If you would still like to register to sign up and get your vehicle in, then call Henry at 445-2332, or you can just register that morning, which is Saturday morning, 8 a.m. at the Super Safe parking lot. They do an auction that starts at noon, and all proceeds benefit the Colfax County Senior Citizen Centers. It's a great auction, and it's Super Safe's car show and benefit auction this Saturday. On the Almanac, July the 19th, 201st day of the year, 165 days left in 2012. Allied forces raided Rome during World War II, 1943. The Summer Olympics of 52 opened up in Helsinki, Finland. Apollo 11 and its astronauts Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins went into orbit around the moon. They would land the next day. So tomorrow is the anniversary of the first manned moon landing. Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow got married, 1966 on this date. 1954, Elvis Presley's first single released by Sun Records. That's All Right, Mama. Backed by the Blue Moon of Kentucky. Both songs were hits in Memphis. Country singer Lefty Frizzell died in Nashville, 1975. And on the almanac, July 19th is Deadly Mist Day. Stephen King's novel, The Mist. Never read the novel.
No.
Saw the movie. It was pretty scary. Stephen King can be pretty scary. Lord of the Rings Day, The Fellowship of the Ring, the first part of the Tolkien epics, was published on this date, 1954. Today, the Snake River Stampede begins in Nampa, Idaho, one of the top 15 rodeo events in the nation. And today is Stick Your Tongue Out Day. They don't say why.
It's a mystery.
It is. In Atlanta, what is it illegal to tie to a telephone pole or a street lamp? A horse, a child, or a giraffe?
A horse.
A giraffe. As it should be.
As someone must have tried it.
It should be, yeah.
Had to get a law.
The one spoils it for the many, you know?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy.
Probably took up a horse's space on the hitching post or something, huh?
Now, I heard you on your morning spotlight play Vicky Carr. It must be him. Singer Vicky Carr's biggest hit was With Pen in Hand, The Lesson, or It Must Be Him.
It Must Be Him.
Reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, 1967. All right, trivia gives us a little education about some of the things and facts in the world that you might not be aware of. Let's get an education on some of the words you might not be aware of in the world. It's time for the
Word of the day.
Brought to you by High Plains Regional Education Cooperative, North 2nd Street in downtown Raton. They have an audiology clinic that has a professionally licensed audiologist with the ability to do sales and service of hearing aids, and also with the ability to help you with both private and Medicaid insurance. Luciferin. Any of various organic substances in luminescent organisms, as in fireflies. Yeah.
What makes them luminous?
Oxidation producing a virtual heatless light.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, luciferins vary in chemical structure. The luciferin of luminescent bacteria is completely different from that of fireflies, as your sample sentence. Luciferin got its name from the Latin word lucifer, which means light-bearing.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Also, the source of the word that is sometimes used is the name of the devil. We won't go into that. Suffice it to say, he wasn't always associated with darkness. Okay. Comes from Latin luc, meaning light, plus fer, meaning bearing or producing. Luciferin, L-U-C-I-F-E-R-I-N. Any organic substance that has luminescent properties. fireflies.
Cool. Way cool.
All right. Let's get to our birthdays. Being very luminescent today, country singer Sue Thompson, 86. George Hamilton IV is 75. Vicky Carr, the singer, is 72. Commander Cody, 68 years old today. Average white band bass player Alan Gorey is 66. Brian May, who does he play with?
Queen.
Oh, okay. Oh. He plays with Queen, 65 years old today. Guitarist Bernie Leadon, the Eagles, oh, a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, 65 years old today. Drummer Kevin Haskins, 52. All right. Our local celebrity birthdays. We need to get to our superstars of business. July 19th. Happy birthday to Tamara Sanchez, Sandra Tapia, Elton Reichel, Vicky Rea, Deborah Garcia, Fred Archuleta, Christine Trujillo, Shelley Finelli, Eva Chavez. Happy birthday. Julie Gonzalez, Melissa Nahara, Julie Gallardi, Sherry Goodyear, Allison Herrera, Shireen Boone, Liz McGlon, Jared Earle, Shirley David is celebrating, Eli Hronich, Joseph Montoya, Leonard Bobo Marquez, happy birthday, Tim McCoy, Teresa Vukinich, Kathy Salazar, Joe Gallegos, Myra Maestas, Brody Doherty, Robert Walton, C.J. Benavides, Tim McCoy, Lori Heron, celebrating today, Kelly Walls, Jasmine Draper, Kuzli Hawkins, Carolyn Heston from Trinidad, Richard Armijo, and Georgianne Hagwood is celebrating. Anniversaries, Mr. and Mrs. Manuel Valdez, Anthony and Sylvia Cisneros, Jerry and Barbara Sandoval, happy anniversary to you. And our thought for the day. How about... Oh, no, we already did that one. Okay. Anonymous. The best education is learning how little you know. As we all agree and ponder on that. The reason we know all of this as far as what's going on is through the help of the St. James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron, RBS True Value Building Materials Centers, Angel Fire and North Downtown Raton, Park Avenue Insurance, Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical, the First National Loan Production Office, and Pioneer Motors in Trinidad. It's been an educational Thursday edition of...
This.
That.
And I'm the other. International Bank is your key to affordable home loans. You can purchase your dream home. You can refinance today. It's a fast and easy process with responsible local approval and competitive interest rates. See Wendy Griffin or Suzanne Bays at the Raton International Bank main branch. Call 445-2321. International Bank also in Angel Fire, Springer, Cimarron, Aurora, and Trinidad, and a South Raton branch. It's what we achieve together that sets us apart. Your key to affordable home loans. International Bank, a member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
In the last year and a half, we were blessed with two beautiful baby girls. Unfortunately, because of abuse and neglect, they suffered from developmental disabilities. Our 2.5-year-old was 40% developmentally delayed in speech and motor skills, and our 9-month-old girl with visual impairment and upper body weakness because of shaken baby syndrome. I contacted the children's workshop as soon as they came home and got them evaluated right away. Because of that early intervention, the girls are overcoming the damage that was done. The children's workshop are helping the girls get all the services and resources they need, including a respite service to give me and Dad a break now and then when we need it. They've shown us how to use the toys and items right around the house to help the girls, so it really costs us nothing but helps the girls a lot. They teach us everything we need so we can help the girls. Because of the blessings of the children's workshop, the girls are growing and talking and catching up more and more every week. Children learn the most from birth to 3 years, so it never really is too early to start. We are so blessed in our small community.